Ethel is only 8 years old, but she has to work in the fields alongside her family during the tobacco harvest. She says she gets headaches and stomach pains. Nearly 1.5 million children are in child labor in Malawi, one of the world's poorest countries. The ILO has supported its partners in implementing an effective intervention against child labor. Since the introduction of the SNAP program in Malawi in 2009, more than 5,500 children have been withdrawn or prevented from entering child labor. The project, funded by the U.S. Department of Labor, involves community action to identify child laborers and refer them to alternatives, including education, training, and, eventually, employment. 16-year-old Alfred Kazakumanja was withdrawn from child labor and is now learning carpentry at one of the project's centers.
The chief was going around the community, identifying children who should not have been working. He brought us here to learn job skills.
The involvement of the traditional authority representing village chiefs is a crucial element in the success of the project. Elian Galande, a senior chief in the Kaomba area, is adamant that child labor will not be tolerated.
There is a punishment that local chiefs impose on offenders, and when it is necessary, we even refer people to the police for prosecution.
Village Chief Petro Kondoro says the program is having an impact. Because of the intervention of the action program, the ILO and its partners, more children are going to school. That's why child labor is being reduced. When child laborers are identified and withdrawn or prevented from entering child labor, many are sent to school. Those between 14 and 18 years old are referred to vocational training. They learn skills like carpentry, tailoring, and barbering at the project's 8 service outlets, which double as retail stores. A part of the profits goes to the trainees, and the rest is used to fund the efforts against child labor. Former child laborer Memory Kaziki Banda, who is now learning carpentry, says the project has changed her life.
As you can see from my face, this project has made me very happy. This has really helped me and my friends. We can support ourselves because of the project.
The tenancy system, which has a long tradition in Malawi, is responsible for much of the child labor in rural areas. Under the system, which can be considered forced labor, entire families live and work on an owner's land, often in a permanent cycle of debt. Harrison Lende, the district commissioner of Kasungo, says authorities are now keeping a close eye on conditions on tenant farms.
Since the ILO program, the child labor program, came to Kasungo, almost every chief is aware that where there is a tenant, I think they have to check the type of life these people are living. So I would say, with the coming of this program, the life of tenants has gradually improved.
Policy changes are on the way. SNAP Malawi has been supporting the government, workers' organizations, and employers in the revision of comprehensive legislation to address the tenancy issue. Adoption of the bill into law is pending.